USA Radio News with Tim Berg.
The White House announced Thursday morning that President Joe Biden tested positive for COVID-19. White House COVID-19 response coordinator Dr. Ashish Jha addresses concerns employers may require that their employees work even if they're diagnosed with COVID based on the president still working.
The president feels well and feels capable of continuing to work. Obviously, his schedule is modified, right? He's not going to make the same trips, but he's able to work from home. But I feel very, very strongly that if people feel ill, people feel sick, they absolutely should get time to recover.
Top Gun Maverick is now the ninth highest grossing release in American history, passing The Avengers, the movie making over $620 million. USA Radio News.
Wendy Bell here for my friends at Swiss America. Did you know the U.S. Constitution authorizes only two forms of legitimate money, gold and silver? That's right. But our government abandoned gold and silver a half century ago. Meanwhile, gold and silver prices have rocketed in recent years due to growing economic uncertainty. So, to help my listeners, Swiss America has a very special offer today. Silver Walking Liberty half dollars at the amazing low price of $12.50 each delivered. You heard me right, $12.50. Call now to reserve your silver coins at 800-630-1490. That's 800-630-1490. Silver Walking Liberty half dollars for just $12.50 each delivered while supplies last. Put a silver lining in your financial portfolio now by calling 800-630-1490. 800-630-1490.
Two men are found guilty in a dangerous smuggling case in Texas. From the USA Radio News West Coast News Bureau, Lance Pry has the details.
Two Texas men were indicted Wednesday in connection with the heat-related death of 53 migrants who were found inside a tractor trailer in San Antonio last month. A federal grand jury in San Antonio indicted 46-year-old Umero Zamorano and 28-year-old Christian Martinez. The two face up to 20 years in prison if convicted on all charges.
More than 100 million Americans are under heat warnings as temperatures soar into the triple digits across the United States Thursday. Boston, New York, and Washington, D.C. will all roast into the 90s. Meantime, daily record highs are expected in Texas, Louisiana, and Arkansas. Triple-digit temperatures are forecast across much of the south-central United States, with Memphis, Kansas City, and Dallas all reaching over 100. USA Radio News.
Hi, I'm Wayne Alaroot. If you like my radio show, you're going to love my podcast, War Raw. Each podcast, I present my top 10 most outrageous, salacious, and controversial stories of the week. I break down the best of the best raw truth stories for conservatives, libertarians, patriots, taxpayers, Trumpers, and deplorables. Anyone who appreciates God, guns, gold, and tax cuts will stand up and cheer for War Raw. Check out this week's War Raw podcast right now. It's available to download on iTunes, Spotify, iHeart, or wherever you listen to podcasts. War Raw.
War Raw.
West Virginia Senator Joe Manchin is opposing climate change action in the Democrats' Build Back Better agenda, claiming it will increase inflation. On Capitol Hill, Senator Manchin defends this decision, highlighting how prices are still high on energy.
And anything I would say, again, I've always said this, you've got to produce yourself out with the cleanest energy you possibly can, basically with the environmental standards that we need.
Democrats have agreed to consider climate change in future legislation while attempting to push through the remaining priorities like lowering drug prices. An American Airlines plane was forced to make an emergency landing on Wednesday.
Eight people were hospitalized after an American Airlines flight from Tampa, Florida to Nashville, Tennessee experienced severe turbulence and diverted to Alabama. American Airlines did confirm that two flight attendants and six passengers were hospitalized for further evaluation. The Federal Aviation Administration said it will be investigating the incident. The National Transportation Safety Board said it was aware of the initial reports but had not yet decided whether to investigate. For the USA Radio News Los Angeles Bureau, I'm Ellie Andrews.
The Democratic-led January 6th House Committee is set to hold another primetime hearing on Thursday night. Tonight's hearing will feature two low-level staffers in the former Trump administration. For USA Radio News, I'm Tim Berg.